All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, or to myth number 140. Learning today is sponsored by Marcia Ness in memory of her grandmother, Tivia Esther Bas Yosef Yehuda, and by Riva and Aaron Tokayer in memory of their son, Ilan Yecheskel ben Aaron Zeb, Tehenish Masam Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, a question that came up recently is in the realm of Ona, the Isser Dorais of overcharging someone for an item regarding Max tickets, Yeshiva University men's basketball team who are on this incredible run. So they had their championship last Sunday of the Skyline Conference. And YU was selling the tickets for $5 a ticket. They gave some away to free for free to the students. And then some people who got those initial tickets were then reselling them on the secondary market. And people were offering, you know, upwards of $100 for a ticket. So someone asked me, he had one of those early tickets, can he resell them, you know, for this high amount? Would that be a violation of Ona? So it's an interesting question. Another thing that caught my eye is actually Purim related, although I'm not sure if it's Purim Torah. I really don't know. But the article quoted Rav Shlomo Aviner as saying that Jews in Israel should not buy Hamantashen this year because the price of the price hike. Last year, they were about 50 shekel a kilo. This year, they're about 150 shekel a kilo. I'm not in Israel now to confirm or deny that. But if that is the case, and it's not Purim Torah, kind of makes sense with COVID, things going up. So he said that you shouldn't buy. So that's not exactly related, because if the price actually goes up, then that's not enough. And there are other factors there as well. So I don't know if we'll get back to that, although there are some interesting points in that regard. But let's try to have a more focused perspective on Ona and overcharging. And we can use the example of the Max tickets as our prime example. So the Torah says, V'chisimkru in Parshas Bahar, V'chisimkru mimkar la'misecha, konu miyara misecha, al tonu ish es echiv. That if you're involved in a transaction, the truth is the Torah describes it in both directions. Both the buyer and the seller, this Isser applies to both of them, you should not wrong and rip off your fellow Jew in the process of a sale. So that means to say, if somebody is selling an item and the buyer is naive and doesn't know any better, and you convince him, oh yeah, you know, a carton of milk goes for $15 around here, which is completely overpriced, that would be the Isser Dorais of Ona. It's not Gezel, you didn't steal his money, you tricked him. And that would be the Isser Dorais of Ona. You ripped him off. The flip side is also true. If a buyer can convince a seller that his item is worth a lot less than it is, even though the market value of his item is up here, and you're convincing, no, you should sell it to me for down here, and he doesn't know any better, that would also be the violation of Ona from the buyer's perspective. More commonly, I think it would apply to the seller. So we'll look at it from his angle. So the question is, what are the parameters? When is an Isser? I can't make any profit. I can't, you know, go a dollar over market value. So what would be the parameters of this Isser? Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch gives three different examples, or three versions of Ona, and each case has its own halacha, it's a different halacha. So the first one that the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Choshen Mishpat Resh Chav Zayin, if Beis, the cutoff point for Ona, the important number is a sixth, 1/6, 16%. So if you overcharge the buyer by exactly 1/6, the halacha is you return the extra money and the sale is valid. So let's just use the number 36 for easy math. So let's say I have an item here that I'm selling for, that the market value of this item, this bag, I'm selling a bag, and it costs $36 and I charge you $42. So the halacha is the sale is valid, it's binding, but I have to return the extra $6. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Mechaber says in Reish Chav Zayin Seif Beis. That's a very difficult case, that is exactly a sixth to know that, very uncommon. The next case the Mechaber discusses is if it's less than a sixth. This is definitely much more common. If I overcharge you by less than 1/6, the halacha is that the sale is valid and the buyer doesn't get any money back. He can't demand any money back. It's a valid sale, the Mechaber says, because probably a buyer is mochel on that small of an amount, less than a sixth overpriced. He's probably mochel. It's not the biggest deal. Most people would be mochel. Another reason given in the Rishonim is that it's impossible to ever know the exact price of an item, of a metaltolin. So if we're off by less than a sixth, who knows? Maybe we are right. The value of anything is constantly changing. The value of a dollar is always changing. So if it's within a sixth, there's no issue of Ona, and the sale is fully binding, no money goes back. The real issue is if you overcharge by more than a sixth. So here the Mechaber said that the sale is batel, if the buyer wants it to be. If the buyer realizes after that he was ripped off by more than a sixth, again, if it's less than a sixth, the sale is valid. If it's exactly a sixth, uncommon, but just if it is exactly a sixth, the sale stands and the extra money is returned. If it's more than a sixth, then if the buyer wants it to be, the sale would be negated, nullified, he can renege on that sale. Even though the money already switched hands, the objects switched hands, they shook in it, they did every kinyan, if he realizes that he was overcharged by more than a sixth, he can be mevatel the kinyan if he wants to. If he wants to be mochel, he wants this item so badly that he's willing to overpay for it, even though elsewhere he can get it for cheaper, then, all right, it's his money. If he wants to, the sale is valid. So that's the basics of onah. A general point that the post can make is that nowadays, to ever violate onah is pretty difficult because the concept of a market value for any item, like I said, it's difficult to pin down. How much is a bottle of water? Well, in a local convenience store, probably about $1. In Yankee Stadium, $5. How much is a hamburger? In a fast food chain, you know, $15. At a fancy steakhouse, $45. So like, you're paying for the convenience of having it there, for the ambiance, for the whatever it is. So, like I said, it's difficult to, the post can point out, to ever really have such a concrete sense of the value of anything. And that's why, you know, violating onah, demanding payment back is somewhat complicated nowadays. I'm just going to finish up in a part 2.